From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's deputy prime minister said the government would hold an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday after Catalan lawmakers signed what they called a declaration of independence from Spain.
The government cannot accept that the Catalan law of referendum is valid because it has been suspended by the Constitutional Court. The Catalan regional government cannot display the results of October 1st because that was an illegal act, a fraudulent one, and without the minimum guarantees.
Catalan President Charles Puigdemont said Catalans had earned the right to independence, but said separatists would delay implementing that vote for several weeks to give dialogue a chance. Thousands of people went on strike and marched through Paris and other French cities Tuesday to protest against President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. While Tuesday's demonstrations were largely peaceful, a small group of protesters skirmished with police at the end of the march in Paris. Nine public sector unions called for the nationwide strike. The unions are angry at a plan to tighten rules for sick leave, freeze salaries, and decrease the number of public sector employees in the next 5 years. Mexico's richest man, telecom magnate Carlos Slim, said that reconstruction from two destructive earthquakes last month will create jobs and spur growth. He announced that more than $100 million has thus far been raised for relief efforts. Tens of thousands of homes and apartments were destroyed and will have to be rebuilt following the September 19th magnitude 7.1 earthquake, which killed 369 people, and an earlier, even more powerful quake that struck southern Mexico on September 7th that was a magnitude 8.1. This is VOA News. More than 2 million registered voters have been invited to polling places in Liberia to elect their new president and 73 members of the House of Representatives. Bram Pothemus reports.
They left home as early as 5 o'clock this morning to be on time, including Thomas Davis in Monrovia.
Yeah, I'm on my way to vote because the place is very crowded, so I'm waiting for the crowd to reduce, then I can go in and cast my ballot.
As of midday, the process was going smoothly in the capital. Credit is being given to the Electoral Commission and to the local observer initiatives nationwide. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf steps down this year at the end of her second term. She won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2011 for her role shepherding the country out of the wreckage of a 14-year civil war. Sirleaf called Tuesday's vote a historic day for the consolidation of Liberia's young democracy. 20 candidates are vying to succeed her. A runoff will be held in November if no candidate wins a majority at the polls today. Bram Posthumus for VOA News, Monrovia.
Leaders of the rival Palestinian Fatah and Hamas factions were meeting in Cairo Tuesday under the auspices of the Egyptian government. Edward Uranian has that story.
Top officials of rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas have been mulling the details of an Egyptian draft reconciliation deal as both sides appear to be inching closer to an agreement that would bring the Hamas-run Gaza Strip back under the control of a Palestinian unity government. Egyptian intelligence officials who have been pressing both sides for a compromise have kept a tight lid on information filtering out of the talks. Egyptian media quoted Fatah delegate to the talks, Azem Ahmed, as saying the key issue now is to allow the Palestinian government to take the reins of control over Gaza, along with the implementation of a 2011 reconciliation agreement. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States has staged a show of force meant to deter North Korean aggression by flying two B-1B supersonic bombers from an airbase in Guam to South Korea for drills with that country's jets. The flights came after a South Korean lawmaker was reported to have revealed that North Korean hackers may have stolen highly classified military documents, but the lawmaker did not respond to attempts to confirm South Korean media reports. Michelle Suarez became Uruguay's first transgender senator on Tuesday. She intends to promote a law that would allow transgender individuals to change their legal identities without getting a judge's approval. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.